I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today we have another cousin duo. We've got Prinny and Amber in the building.
Hello.
They're our first cousin duo.
I feel honoured.
I feel so honoured. I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Girlies, introduce yourselves. There's your camera.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Prinny.
And I'm Amber. And we are Styling City Diaries.
That was good. Well done.
It's giving me Sex and the City vibes. I swear to God.
I love that it's giving that.
What's you guys' like podcast intro?
Okay. Hi guys.
And welcome back to another episode of Styling City Diaries.
Brought to you by your favourite and fabulous cousins, Prinny Ray.
And Amber Lowe.
Yes!
I literally almost forgot. I was like, what is the interest?
Oh my God. It's on opposite sides. Yeah.
Also, you're not in your normal habitat.
Yeah.
I was like,
We got it.
Guys, that's a banging intro. You know us two, we fumble it all the time.
Well, right, let's start again.
I'm like, oh, fine, you do it this time.
You just have to.
Yeah, we used to fumble it a lot.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Oversharers podcast. My name is Constance.
And I'm Heather.
And today we've got a brand new scenario.
I love it.
Listen, ours is basic.
They
said cousin duo. They were giving bums. What
do you know
this?
What I mean? And they had
we need to go back to creative corner.
They had bits where they were like in sync.
We weren't in sync.
No, have that's a practice, it. Babe.
I've been practicing this weekend.
But the reason why we kept saying having to say cousins is because people were like, oh my God, you're cousins. But you've been listening to the podcast for so long. Like, where did you miss it?
So and it's so it annoying when someone's like, oh, yeah, you and your friend. And I'm like,
don't say that. That's
my blood. That's my blood. That's my bloodline.
I'm like, that's jarring.
Anyway, we get like, what do we get? We get besties, we get sisters, friends.
And then we get random cousins. People saying, oh, how do you guys know each other? Like, if you were listening to us from...
you were diehard fans, you would know. We were cousins that did this from the pandemic in our bedroom.
But we also, people don't guess that we're cousins because everyone's like colorist. So they're like, how can like a mixed race girly have like a black cousin? And it's like, do the math.
No, seeing their faces, so they're like,
It's going to be from the obvious side of the family.
Yeah, I'm like...
someone's siblings in that family.
Yeah, I'm like, my dad's side. Yeah, makes sense now.
Should we start off with a crazy scenario? Or do you guys want some hot topics? Because I want to discuss a few things. But I want to like... I don't know. What do you guys feel? Do you want a spicy scenario first?
Let's go on. You're clearing your throat. Getting ready.
She's like, I'm ready. Do you want me to read?
Yeah, go on then.
Sorry, can I go? Reading voice. Right, this person said, keep me anonymous. So the scenario starts with, she goes, I'm a 23-year-old Muslim girl who got into a relationship with a 35-year-old man about 1.5 years ago. She goes, my family also know this man and respect him a lot. He is also married with kids.
Wait, what? Where's the respect? Well, they respect him outside of the fact that he's with her. I would imagine, right?
Let's read again.
Wait, she wants to get married to him, but he's already married.
She goes, I'm a 23. She's doing the math.
I'm so shy. I'm scared. Nervous. I'm worried.
She's a baby girl.
I read a bit of this. It's actually wild. She goes, I'm 23. He's 35, and she goes, they've been dating for one and a half years. She goes, my family also know this man and respect him a lot. So I'm assuming they know that he's married with kids. Mm-hmm. Also, in Muslim culture, they can marry up to four wives,
yeah,
but you've got to let people know.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Fine. It's got to be noticed.
We all know what we're doing. Right,
right. Notice okay, of cool. impending marriage.
But can I just say something? I feel like that's been taken out of context over years and years and years. And now they're like, oh yeah, I get four wives and I get to like bang them all as well. Mm. It wasn't like that. It was like you had a wife, and let's say your next door neighbor becomes a widower, you would take that woman in and like look after her. So then like, you know, she's got something.
Mm. So usually it's the case where like, if there's someone that wasn't able to have children, if there's a widower, then a man might take her as a wife for companionship. And also there's the caveat that they have to treat all the wives equally. Yeah. And a lot of men,
they don't.
So house them. You can't be buying someone a new fridge and like the other one. You've got to do everything the same. So a lot goes into having four wives. It's not just having four wives. You can't buy someone a house and not the other one.
Yeah, and we can't be doing it in a recession. It's not going to work.
No. Okay, let's move on. So she goes, going into this relationship, she goes, I knew he was married and he told me that he's looking to marry again. And the reason he likes me so much is because he knows I come from a good family and he knows what a good person I am. She goes, the first question I asked him was, does your wife want you to get married again? He said yes, because she also knows you and she will accept it. From the start, I knew that I should have gone to his wife and asked her beforehand and said, have you had this conversation before? His wife is not born in the UK and only came here around 7 years ago. He would always tell me, we talk about you at home and she knows how much I like you and even the children adore you, so don't worry about anything.
Oh dear.
Why would you ever listen to a man and trust what he says?
She goes, I also, oh my God, it gets worse, guys. She goes, okay, I would occasionally visit their house. I would help with everything. She feels like his wife really knows about me. She goes, his wife would call me over to the house regularly. I would help her with everything, help her with the kids. I would always ask him, does she know? And he would always say yes. And she carries on and says that I really love this man and things were supposed to work. She goes, one time I stayed at their house for one night as the kids wanted me to. And even after saying multiple times, because I wasn't comfortable that his wife, he said he's told her it's his house, he owns it, and the lady should stay.
Pause. I've got a question.
Go on.
At this point, are they married?
No.
What's going on?
What are you saying? Why is she at the house for?
Right?
It's all getting
even like babysitter with benefits. Like, it sounds like she's doing housework.
Let's give a nanny.
Let's
give a nanny. Anyway, she goes, it was going all well. I enjoyed being with him and his wife and kids. I did ask him myself why he wants to get married again. He simply said that previously he was in a forced marriage between his previous wife and him, and now he wants to be in a relationship where he loves someone. Anyway, she carried on doing what she was doing. She goes, things became difficult. She goes, a few months ago, he was traveling back home to his country and he asked me to go over to the house as he said the kids miss me. And I went over to the house and a few days later, I messaged the wife asking if she and the kids are okay. And she said, thanks, and basically stopped messaging me. It got to the point where her and the wife basically said, why is this woman keep coming to the house? What's going on? Girl, what's going on? Anyway, so she said she confronted the man and he called her and said to her, listen, I've told her about you. You need to relax, calm down. The wife knows about you. She goes, he then asked me, is something go? She goes, the woman, the wife came to me and she said, is something going on between you and my husband? To which she said, yes. The wife got angry and she basically kicked her out. The husband now calls her up and she basically says to him, wife basically lied to me. She goes, I got really angry and told him, why did you lie to me? And he also says to me that at this time, she knew that we were together. Once he got back to the UK and she met up with him again, they had a big argument and everything along those lines. She goes, I also had an argument with him because all the time he was telling me that she knew, but she didn't. Once I got home that day, she messaged me saying that she will never accept me getting married to her husband.
Fair enough.
What can we do?
You're literally like a 12-year-old. What the hell?
Right? She hasn't gone about it in the right way.
She goes, this is the first relationship I've been in, and I thought of myself, I've already messed up my life now. She goes, I cried.
I forgot she's 23.
Yeah.
She goes, I cried and cried for days until he messaged me saying that he really wants me back, and silly me instantly went back to him. She goes, we went out a few times and then he would basically totally ignore my calls and text messages. The second time he said the same thing, that he can't do this, it's too much arguing. And I said, fine. I was heartbroken, but I left it alone. She goes, he then messaged me again saying, I really miss you. Please let's work on this and let's get back together. She felt like basically she was inclined to, so she went back with him once more. Anyway, she goes, I also said, if you knew that she was never going to accept me, why did you put me through all of this? Mm. He goes, I still think to this day that one day that she's going to accept this marriage. She goes, as of now, only yesterday, he called me saying that we should stop because he can't handle the arguments and fights every day. I told him, okay, I left it alone. But she goes, I'm still praying that we get back together. Mm-hmm. I felt myself going crazy every day and I tried. And she goes, I cried and I tried every day. She goes, I've become very distant from everyone, as I want to be with him, but I'm also by myself, and I pray and I make dua every day that Allah makes this easier for me. She goes, please let me know what you guys think.
He's manipulated her and preyed on the fact that she's young and she's never been in a relationship before. Yeah. She doesn't have a reference point as to the fact that this is not nice. It's not. I'm trying to be nice because I can really empathize with how, like, we've all been there in situations with these guys and you're going back, but only because you don't know any better and you don't know that this is not how someone who loves you should treat you. They shouldn't lie to you. They shouldn't put you through this situation. Her even asking that question, why did you put me through this? A man like that can't even answer it.
No, because he don't even
did it for shits and gigs.
Yeah, like,
he's not even aware of what he's doing. He's just getting the benefits.
Yeah.
I just feel really bad. Also, I feel like the fact that she's 23 doesn't help.
No, she's very young. She's so young. But this is a very character building age, you know. Right? She's going to look back one day and be like, bloody hell, I'm glad I went through that.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't get married.
Yeah, glad
she got trapped by him.
But I think as well, like, you know, what's that saying where it's like, oh God, like, show me a sign, and he's like, I'm showing you the signs. Yeah. Stop ignoring them. Like, sis, you're praying to God, but like, he's showing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything he's doing right now
is a sign.
The fact
that
he's not picking up that call.
Yeah.
Sign.
Is a sign.
The fact that the wife said no.
Yeah.
Oh, bless the poor wife. Like, being in her position.
Because who is this woman in my yard? Like, what?
Sleeping over
looking after my kids. Like, my husband's not even here. Like, why are you in my house?
Why are you messaging me? Saying, how are you in the kitchen?
Messaging me.
No, but the thing is, the wife has no idea. And then the girlfriend, I don't even know what to call her. Is she a girlfriend?
No. She's like a mistress.
She's a nanny.
She's in a relationship with him.
Yeah.
He's just not in a relationship with her. He's an actual liar.
Like, the wife is probably looking at her like she's just helping out.
Yeah. Like, maybe like a family friend. Yeah. But then I think the penny probably dropped for her when he was out of the country.
And she's coming over. Like,
sis, you're not my friend.
Yeah, like,
I don't know why you're still here.
But the man is also so deluded, like,
the way that this man got, like, this, I'm telling you, that some men, the confidence that is mad. He got away with it. Like, his mistress, I don't want to call her a mistress, but his
girlfriend.
I don't even want to say side piece, but his girl essentially came to the house where his children lay.
And
she was cooking and cleaning, guys.
He was cheating in blind sight. Yeah.
Literally.
Is that not mad?
Plain sight, thank you.
Is that not mad?
And it's crazy.
Crazy.
And the wife's just going to be like, never bring that woman to my house again. Clean it for my man, like, hello.
She probably thought she's like a help, like she's here to help her and support her.
I would have thought the wife, though, would have just, you know, the wife and the girlfriend would have just done that thing.
Had a conversation.
Yeah, like, done that thing where, you know, the Spider-Man's are pointing at each other. And then obviously the wife is a bit more seasoned in the game, sits down the young girl and tells her, run for the hills.
I'm not gonna say what you think. The wife's stupid though. I think she clocked. Come on, like, 2-3 times this woman's coming to the house and you're randomly helping.
But why didn't the young girl have a conversation? I think that's the biggest question.
But she's never been in a relationship and she's young.
Yeah,
but the confidence.
Yeah, like, you're in the yard anyway. You'd be like in the kitchen, you know, making tea, like, so what are you saying? Like, you're right.
Maybe she's
I'd be getting the tea. Or if anything, I'd be trying to get, like, the tea or something.
Like, so funny. So, like, give me the tea.
Yeah, we'll like, what's your hubby like?
What do I need to know?
How does he like his eggs?
Yeah, so what do you guys do? Like, what's life like?
Do something that's, like, hinting, like, Helly, what's his love like?
Maybe she secretly knew that the wife wasn't on board.
I think she's
why class. She was a bit like treading on eggshells a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah, and I think she kept questioning as well. Like, are you sure? Like, she kept asking, are you sure?
So what happens with the family?
Well, they're going to lose respect for him. I'd go tell my mum and dad this is what he's done, first of all.
Yeah.
Shame him in the community. You can't be doing that. Because also, a man like that, he's probably got another two girls.
On the go. Wouldn't be surprised.
And he's going to keep doing the same thing until he's actually put in his place. But
we need to call people out. I'm all for public shaming.
Yeah. Get them dogs.
Change your behavior.
Can I just say though, for the benefit of like from like just hindsight, this doesn't usually happen. Like, do you know what I mean? Like in Islam,
this is a very niche.
Yeah,
so we always get niche scenarios.
Like this is very strange for her to be going.
Do you reckon
the house.
She's like a UK girl?
I think she's from
or like
UK.
A Londoner. Because I'm like, when does this happen? Like,
I don't think like, so. This where? Isn't very like, UK-esque.
No,
is it?
It's not giving. Like,
I was a proper imagining it in a UK context.
Yeah, so was I. I'm like, how are you going to my girl's yard? Like, when like he's gone back home to his car. I'm just like
it's very brazen.
Yeah, like where do you lot live?
No, I feel like it's UK guys. Even the way she types,
really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Could it be a Londoner? I don't know. I feel like they'll
let us know. Follow up.
Yeah,
where are you from?
I just want to know.
No, but you know what? Okay, if let's round up. What advice are we giving her? I personally think, thank God, it's over.
Yes.
Lesson learned.
Yes.
Don't even dwell on this. Honestly,
go through the emotions. Obviously, you know, you had feelings. Your feelings got hurt, and you're sad. But like, you're so much better than that. And this is like, this is just a little blip.
It's a blip.
It goes back to what you said about the character building age.
Yeah.
You've gone through it, now you know what to do differently.
Exactly. Next time you won't let no man try anything. So be like, bet.
You know, I also think she needs to have friends to chat to.
I think she needs to go to the local.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you've got girls, like, you're having a conversation.
Or go
but
to
maybe
the local
because she knew it was wrong.
Deep down, she
knew.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Sorry,
sorry. There's like four people speaking to me. We're not used to this. Carry on.
I quite liked your idea about the flogging.
Yeah.
I think she should go to the imam and say, this is what this man's done.
Oh, okay.
Will they flog in the mosque?
No, they wouldn't.
I've actually never seen any man.
Does a woman
I don't
get
know
get
what they
the
do
mosque?
To. No.
Are you guys talking about like. Shame. Actual flogging or just like
shame.
I'm just talking like about
shame.
Gossiping.
Because then I was like, wait, what's
shame.
Going on here?
Shame.
Shame.
Like when
shame.
You walk in, they're like, oh yeah, that's the man. That
yeah, please.
No, they definitely gossip.
Yeah.
Like, if that's around the community, of course they gossip. But
yeah,
I
let it go around
means.
The community.
As a preventative measure.
Oh,
so
you're
that
trying
he doesn't
hot him out to the machine.
Yeah, to the community so that he doesn't go around doing this to other girls.
Valid.
Other women's daughters, like people who think this is a respectable man in the community.
He ain't.
Letting him into their homes.
Do you know what I mean?
He's trifling.
Because he's letting the girl into his
home. I'm actually real. In it, though.
He's proper trifling.
That is. That's trifling.
That's nuts. Not a sleepover.
We're
you
actually being really nice.
Hallway.
The kids want you to stay.
Who he actually told
who
us.
Who are the
kids?
Who are these kids?
These
and why do they have
kids.
A say?
Now they're saying, where's what? Auntie? Where's Auntie? Like,
yeah,
what the hell?
Who do they think she is?
Listen, guys, we're forgetting how deep this is. He's infiltrated her into the house.
That's
so
wild.
The kids
she's wearing her silk nightie.
What?
I want to know, where does she sleep?
Yeah. Where does she sleep? Was it a spare bedroom, the sofa, mattress on the
floor?
Because
if she slept on the
like,
sofa, that's disrespect or something.
No, that's crazy.
It's already
sleeping on the house on its own, like, it's just mad.
Regardless.
I would have stopped there.
What did the wife think when
she
had
stayed
to,
over?
When she had to bring out the bed sheets
and everything,
stuff.
And here's your towel for the morning. If you need anything, here's a glass of water.
This glass is ridiculous. Of water.
Did she get up for the kids and make breakfast for them in the morning?
Well, she was helping out, so she's probably making breakfast for everyone.
No, I can't, guys.
Sorry, doing that at 23.
Also, she went back to him a few times, didn't she? I really hope she doesn't go back to him again.
Yeah.
You know,
you're
we've all done
that,
though.
We've all done that.
But you've had your two tries now.
It's not worth going.
Yeah.
It's the time, girl. Allow it.
Sorry,
yeah, what a start, girls.
I'm all warmed up.
I know.
Ready?
Wow. I want to know what you guys thought about the Omale situation. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
I've never listened to him.
But
now I will.
I mean, personally, for me,
I actually felt bad for both of them. After I watched the video of the girl.
I felt bad for who? Oh, the girl.
Oh, I didn't see the full
video. I felt
video.
Bad when she, I mean,
I'll be honest.
Her story. Her. Have you guys seen the apology?
No. The part one. Did she drop the part two?
I saw part one.
Was there a part two? Well, she said it was coming, but it hasn't come. I think she turned off the comments on the TikTok video.
But part one, I just felt like, where's accountability?
Yeah, tone wasn't what apologetic at notes? All. She was basically like, yeah, obviously, you know, like...
It just happens. You know what I mean?
Okay, oh, sorry. No. I want to stop being shady. No, she was basically like, of course, this happened in public. And although we've had private conversations, I feel like I should publicly apologise. Mm. You know, that's my man. I bought the ticket. She's actually bought the tickets. I want me and my man to celebrate or whatever. But we spoke about the fact that this is my favourite artist. And
damn, you memorised that. He does.
I don't know. I'm in
no,
the team.
No, yeah, you're doing well.
And he does this at his shows. He brings on girls. So, like, what do you think? Like, if he calls me, like, can I go? And he was
they
fine with it. Yeah.
Him.
So he said he was fine with it, but obviously she took it too far. But she didn't really accept the fact that she took it too far. Mm. And then she started talking about, oh, let's address the rumors. Like, why did someone say my name was this and my name was
not
that?
I zoned out. You're missing the point.
I was gonna say, I remember her talking about something.
I think like, she. Unrelated. I think because the silhouette at certain points looked very risque. It literally looked like she was giving the man fellatio.
Yeah. So, I think that one video she kissed him. That's what it looked like.
It looked like. So it did, like, obviously it didn't look great. And there's, oh, I've been called up on stage. And there's, oh, I've been called up on stage.
No, not like
but
that,
girls.
But
they were also, like, screaming for him to come and get her. Do you know what I mean?
I think they were both, I think he knew what she
he
wanted to do.
He got embarrassed because he didn't expect this to be, like,
took it too far.
And he is left there on his ones.
So he said, I have to just make the most out of the
situation. You know what, though? I think on the spot, and if that was me, like, not the girl, male, if I was him, I would just leave right there
I
and
think
then.
So, yeah.
The
yeah.
moment I saw yeah. them get in that shadow thing, yeah. I'd just got safe.
And all you can see is a silhouette. So he's just like,
don't know what's
and it
going
was
on.
Blown up.
Yeah.
The projection on that silhouette, and all you can just see is.
Yeah.
I think, do you know what it is? What's really unfortunate is because they're so young, I just feel like. And we've all got such a digital footprint now.
Listen.
Yeah. You
when
it.
I saw the videos of 1,000 people going like this.
Looking at the man.
Looking at
10,000 different hands.
His face was
there.
Dropping.
He, like, and then there's a video, the post dance outside with her and the girls. He's walking.
He stayed. Oh, bless him.
Because you know like that, you know that video that comes out every New Year's?
Oh, Dominic Solé.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's been let off a couple of years.
Yeah, but it's like going to be one of them things where like, oh, do you remember that time? Yeah.
It's like the internet never forgets.
Exactly. I think she's loving the attention though.
Because she doesn't
I think it backfired a little bit.
Like in that part one, I just felt like she didn't really like.
Are they still together?
No.
She didn't seem like she cared.
I hope not.
She wasn't coming across as like, oh, like just upset that her relationship's broken down. It was just more like,
hear it from the horse's mouth type thing.
I'm sorry it happened, but it happened.
Also,
I
think she tried to spin it in a way where it's like a marketing, it like benefits her in a major way. Mm. And I don't think it worked out. But it worked out for him though.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone knows who MLA is now.
No, literally. But yeah, and I just think as well, this is like advice to the kiddie girls and kiddie boys. Mm-hmm. It's never what you think it is. You don't need to go on stage when you're that young. And you don't need to go to shows in high heels and stand at the front. It's just so uncomfortable. But yeah, no, you don't need to do all that because one day you'll look back and be like, why the hell did I do that? And you'll always be known as like, oh, the girl that, you know.
That's
not what you want.
That.
Yeah. Digital obviously, if you're happy with it, that's so fine.
Yeah.
But
it's
you just need
so
to think
cringy.
In the future, like,
no,
job
when
you prospects.
26
job
is going to hurt her.
Like, job prospects and everything.
Because I remember, you know, after the whole Chris Brown fiasco when he was in the UK, I was looking at every...
What when he beat someone?
No. You know when he you know when he performed in the UK? Oh no!
When he beat someone.
Oh, because the last time wasn't he like scrapping in the streets recently?
No, I don't know about that one. But I'm talking about, you know when he did his tour in the UK. I remember looking on TikTok for every single girl that went up on the stage and like sat in the chair that he like danced on. So I just
remember
like
it wasn't that level.
This
though,
is gonna sound like such a contradiction, but I don't mind that as much
because you're just sat there.
You're not doing anything,
but I think what I'm trying to like highlight is just the visibility
imagine
like so if I'm like going out of my way to see who's in the chair at Tuesday the 29th of July's Chris Brown concert and then the following day and then the following day I'm looking at that OMLA video. I'm watching it.
It's crazy.
I'm just thinking about this. It's mad. I feel so bad for him. Yeah. I swear to God. I would die.
It'll be alright. His ego will be hurt. He'll be like, I don't trust girls no more. Obviously,
villain
that one
story.
Time. Yeah.
Origin story.
Origin story. Like, oh.
Have they, like, they haven't, like, ID'd the guy, have they?
They did.
Well, did he come
he was in that high school. He gave him 20K. The man's on, like, 100K
followers. Did, like, blind dates, like, trying to get him a new girlfriend.
If I was in his position, I wouldn't want to be ID'd.
No, he's winning. He's winning now. He's
yeah, I think he's
if I was a girl, I would go ghost.
And it, I would ever. Just disappear.
I wouldn't do no apology, nothing. Mm. No,
because
would
you would have forgotten. Not well, kind of. But yeah, you would have just forgot about her. But she obviously wants to capitalize. Because what happened was, Kai Cenat invited her on his stream, and she was like, "Oh, I'll only come if you pay me." And he was like, "No."
Oh.
And then obviously after when the guy went on, I think he got like 80K followers in like minutes or something.
And he paid him 20K.
And he got money. So then she's probably thinking, "Damn, I fumbled. I got to come out with my apology."
Babe, you're doing this all the wrong way. If you need a PR, let me know. I'll hook you up.
No, it's just she's definitely commercializing.
Yeah. No, but in the wrong way.
She knows what she's doing.
It's all right. We'll see what comes up. Okay, what's next on the list, girl?
Should we play a game?
Oh yeah!
I love a game.
Are you ready? They've got a game called Martini Moments on their podcast. By the way, while you're here, why are you not listening to their podcast?
Everyone go and subscribe to Style in the City podcast.
Woo!
Mocktail moments of the week.
Yay!
Should we start with you guys?
Last 7 days.
So Omale happened. What else happened this week?
No, of your life.
Oh, my
life.
Like,
what's your highlight?
The reason why we do it is because sometimes we, I think everybody generally only celebrates like really big things.
Yeah.
But actually there's so many little things that happen every day and during the week that are worth like a little cheers.
Yeah. I agree, I love that.
I'm trying to think, what is my martini moment? What have I been getting up to?
My martini moment.
Oh, mocktail moment.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Ms. Islamic's here, darling.
Sorry. My mocktail moment of the week is the fact that I was on time to DJing on Friday and I was really on time to here today.
Oh,
you were early actually.
Yeah,
both.
I would not think that you're a late babe.
Honestly, they were here before us.
They were here. I was embarrassed for myself. So well done to you.
I was like, I can't show her up. I'm trying to be good.
Who's always the late one out of you two?
Oh, me. I leave when I'm meant to be there.
Yeah.
No, you know, like being on time or being early, it gives you such a dopamine hit. I don't know what it is. Like when I'm early for work, I can literally conquer this entire day.
Yeah, like I got my shit together.
Literally, there's nothing I can't do.
Oh, I love that. What's my mocktail moment of the week? I think it would probably be actually spending time with my family over the weekend.
Oh, I was gonna say that.
You're copying me, girl. Yeah, like I don't know. So I don't often get time to like actually spend like extended period of time, like more than a day.
Yeah.
But I spent the entire weekend there.
Aww.
Although I was actually out most of the time, like DJing and like doing other stuff. So really I just slept there. But that's not the point. We're cheersing
He's
to spending
chilled.
More time with the mum, dad and siblings.
Aww, that's lovely.
Do you wanna go?
I was obviously gonna say the same thing. So what did I do? On Saturday evening, I went to go and see my cousins and we just sat down. We went to the shop and bought loads of snacks. And then what did we watch? We watched Love is Blind.
Let's talk about it.
Are you guys up to date?
Yeah.
I actually caught up on the whole of season 6 in on that Saturday evening, just pigging out, watching screaming at the TV. And that was really fun.
Okay, mine's really cute. Do you guys want to know?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, last month? I quit my job.
Woo!
Like 3 months ago, and I got a new job this month. So I started a new job, and basically what dawned on me is that like 3 or 4 months ago, I prayed, how can I say down?
Supplication.
I made a supplication. So like I prayed, right?
Yeah.
So I made a prayer and I was like, God, please like get me out of this job. I just need something that's gonna be suited to my lifestyle. That's gonna be easy, relaxed. Mm-hmm. And guys, today, epiphany, I was sitting in my therapy room, yeah? And I had my feet up. That's when I sent the picture. I had my feet up with my laptop. It was just such a chill day. Like, I wasn't stressed. I actually enjoyed my job again. Like, I want to help patients again. And then I thought about that situation. I was like, oh, my God, I prayed for this. And it came true. So nice.
I love that.
So stick to your prayers, girls.
Yeah.
Happy. Honestly, oh, I was so like, nice. Wow, like I was so grateful at that moment. And I'm not gonna lie, I've really been struggling with like understanding gratefulness. You know, people say be grateful. It's like, okay, cool, I can say I'm grateful.
Yeah. Mm.
But like, how do you actually show gratefulness? How do you
show gratitude? Yeah.
It's just like today I was just like, I'm actually really grateful. Thank you, God.
It's those little things, and it makes such a difference as well, like being in a job that like no one likes working. Like let's just call a spade. Like I don't know anyone that actually like loves
they're lying.
Yeah. Going to work. Like let's be FFR. But it really pays when like you do like what you're doing and things like that. And sometimes when you're in that space where you need to get out, you need to just get out and like the rest of it will figure itself
out.
Put
yourself
first. Otherwise, like you'll just end up in a hole that is not nice.
It was crazy. I always used to say to Colton, I hate my job. I hate this job. I don't like it. And like now I like my job again. Like I like my passion again.
But you can see the actual difference in the way that you are. Like you're not like as anxious. You're not as sad.
No, I'm happy.
You're just a happy girl.
Good. I love it.
That's like my mocktail moment.
Yay. Yay. Actually, see, there's a real difference when you like leave something that's just not nice.
Mm.
Honestly, it just like emanates on your face, your body, your manner. You're just back to the old Harvard.
I am.
Okay.
I love it.
Let's move on. Love is blind, guys. Please.
Oh my!
Where I need to start.
Should we take a deep breather?
Yeah.
Okay. Who should we start with? Should we start with Chelsea and Jimmy?
Oh my God, I have a confession.
What?
Mate, maybe from like episode 2 to like episode 5.
Let me see their face.
I thought Jimmy and Jeremy were the same guy. So I'm watching and I'm like, only you, one person, you want 5 women. What's going on?
No,
and then
so
at the
funny.
Reveal, I was like, oh, you're just you're so doing that thing where you think they all look the same. That's so rude of you.
I think even Jessica.
In reverse.
I mean, like, they do reverse operation. Yeah. So.
That's joke. So I need to get a reminder of what they all look like because I
Jimmy
forget.
Is, you need their
which one's Jimmy?
He's the one that wanted. He wanted Megan Fox.
Yeah. And then he actually had Megan Fox, but fumbled the real Megan Fox.
Yeah.
First of all, when that girl said, "You're going to choke."
She's really dope.
Like,
she said you're gonna need
an beholder.
Oh yeah, she did say that.
She goes, you're gonna need an epic. She was livid because you know why? She's
you
rude.
Because
she saw Chelsea and she's like, you can't compare. And that's rude.
Why is she using these conditions against him? Not the EpiPen.
No, literally.
She's diabetic. Not diabetic. Do you think he's got allergies?
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe he's there because why did she say that?
Like,
that
was such a specific. Yeah.
Such a rather specific.
If I didn't have it, I'd be like, I
what
don't
the
use
fuck
EpiPen.
Are you
like, what are you talking about? You freak.
Yeah, they might have had a conversation.
The fact that it was specific made me die. I was like,
about allergies in the pod.
She couldn't believe. She was jaw dropped. Like she was like,
but obviously
she's
blind
down,
though.
But
she doesn't know.
But a lot of people on the internet are saying that Chelsea had an actual real connection with Trevor, and they suspect that for because of her ego,
she
thought, insecure, let me go for Jimmy.
Yeah,
because the
Chelsea.
Other girl wanted him.
I mean, because of.
So, because Chelsea was insecure. So, they feel the internet basically feels like Chelsea is very much insecure in the way that she is.
That's like.
I agree with that, right?
Textbook insecurity.
And because of that insecurity, it's pushed her to basically compete with Jess. To take Jimmy, because she feels like if she gets Jimmy, she's won over Jess.
She's going to have a
and
huge
and then that validation
shot.
Of being the pretty girl's finally there.
No, he is... But she's going to need a lot of therapy to work
after
through.
That situation.
How can he say to her? She's like, tell me something nice about me. He's like, you have nice teeth.
He's like, that's the first thing I noticed in your teeth. You got like bunny rabbit.
If you don't pack your bag right now and... What?
I can't
like, tell me you hate me about telling me you hate me.
Oh
that
my
was,
God.
That was men.
I was so shocked.
And when he called her.
And he was like, and she said something like, oh, I liked your eyes or something. And she's like, that's cute.
That's
what
she
I
said
is cute.
She said that
and
twice.
And he's like,
they're cute.
And he was like, there's something else, but it's like, I don't want to say. And he was talking about her rack.
You know when he called her clingy as well? That really affected me, guys.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
So mean.
No, sorry. Do you know what I realized about Love is Blind? So many adults, and I tweeted this, lack simple communication skills, simple comprehension. He said, I felt like you were being clingy for these past 2 days. I'm not saying you are a clingy person. And she just heard,
clingy.
You're a clingy person.
Yeah.
And she ran with it. She's like, but fuck you, I'm clear. And she cries every 2 seconds. Literally. Babe, you're not stable. And that's okay. Yeah. But you need to go and sort it out.
Wrong show.
Wrong show.
At no point
she has cried so much.
Yeah, at no point in that conversation did she just stop and process what he was saying.
At all.
She just heard what she wanted to hear. Which was...
And that conversation with AD, when he commented on AD being stacked.
That was so
And instead of like... I don't know. She could have had. She could have switched the conversation. Yeah. Mm. She was like, "Yeah, yeah, AD. He said that you're stacked."
But it's the way the camera was showing. You know that her standing at the bar, and then him continuing to talk to AD. God. I was just dying for her in that moment. But I don't think it was anything big.
No. I don't think so either. I would have a conversation. Pardon me, if I had a partner. Imagine that.
It can happen.
I would be like, yo, babe, like, check out my girl. Like, her ting is wham. Mm. Or, like, whatever. And I would have that conversation. Like, I get where she's coming from. She's like, yeah, like, it's chill. But you wasn't saying that because it's chill. Like, that made you feel type of way. You said, I tried to make an uncomfortable situation comfortable.
Absolutely. No, you made it more.
It made it worse. How are you shouting? Yeah, 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 she's stacked. AD.
Yeah. Wasn't it Chelsea that even brought up that conversation? Was it Chelsea or was it Jimmy that brought it up?
No, Jimmy brought it up.
Oh, I see.
And I don't like the sexualization of AD that's been happening.
Yeah.
The whole flip being flipped.
What
whatever.
Is that?
I had to Google that, you know.
Oh, so I didn't even think to Google.
It's basically when you slap a boob like that.
Like, who does that? Who does
Americans,
that?
Americans, I suppose.
Oh, so it's flip bean.
Yeah, flip. I guess a bean is like the nip.
Oh, okay, so... They said they wanted to do that.
So that crazy woman.
Laura.
Thank you.
Yeah. Which one is that one? She
like? Blonde. The one, the
She's
blonde
with
one.
Jeremy.
Jeremy's.
The ones that you're mixing up. Sarah.
She's a bit nuts still.
She tells Jeremy, oh, when you see AD, flip her bean or something, whatever the
Weird.
Weird.
Very strange.
Weird.
Why would you say that? And if that's an inside joke between the girls, obviously a girl tells her man everything, but it's them.
That's weird.
Yeah, like, don't weird. So then he's obviously come and be like, what does flip the bean mean? And then AD's like, what the hell? Like, why? Like, and she's like, yeah, like, Lord told me to come and do this to you. And she's like, this is
But
weird.
He's dumb as well. Why are you saying that?
Why are you saying it? And Clay was like, what's up, my man? What'd you say? Flip the what? Yo.
No, I love that though. Laura. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap
yeah
it
like, up. What are you talking about? That's nasty.
Honestly, I love that from Clay. But it was just such a weird thing to say out loud.
So
and
bizarre.
I feel like, what's his name? Jeremy didn't even at one point, like, I don't know if they'd been drinking a lot or whatever, who knows, but he literally didn't, there was no foresight. How would this conversation go if I said it out loud?
But he's a bit like that. He's a bit...
I don't think he's with us.
He's not...
Yeah. And I was going to say something. I was going to stop myself. But sorry.
Yeah, like, he's a bit weird, isn't he?
He is.
Listen, let's talk about Jeremy. 5 a.m. What are you doing? What are you doing 5 a.m?
I was in the car park just talking.
Why are you lying?
She was like, don't send me your location.
I got the receipts.
They're right here. It was all a lie.
No, I love how she said it up there. She was like, tell me more.
Yeah.
She was like, no, you weren't. Loved
he's
it.
He's so dumb,
she
though.
Knew.
Why would you send your location? And nothing, no one's going to check.
Guys, you know the J. Cole song? She knows.
Yeah, she knows.
And she just sat there
the whole time. Literally, the face was just
like he had nothing to say.
And he was there with his hands.
He was fuming. He was like, oh, "Fuck, man!" Like, it really backfired because he thought he'd do reverse psychology.
Yeah, men love to do that reverse anger. Like, I'm mad at you because you don't trust me.
Yeah, he didn't know that she had the entire receipt.
She made such a good point when she was like, "Why would I want to be with someone where they have to send me their location?"
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like.
He did a double bluff.
No, he's weird. He said something like, I was in the alleyway.
like the bar's here and then there's an alleyway.
She's like, you're lying.
I was in the alleyway of the lost and found. Like, what? This story just took so many turns.
She was like, you lying.
You know what I read on Twitter? That apparently he left his phone in the car, so his location on his phone would have said, like, wherever he was, the lost and found. But because he was wearing an Apple Watch, that picked up that he was at Sarah Jane's house.
Oh, so he parked his car, got in her
car.
No, it's a plan.
Calculated.
Oh my God. I do love it. Is he like
bloody
this,
Apple Watches?
I know.
I didn't even know Apple Watches could do that.
Yeah, the Apple Watch snitched.
Ladies, we are going to quietly move on.
Yes.
We are Star Ladies. What was your most tragic fashion moment era?
Oh my God, love.
Do you want to say yours? Or do you want to say yours?
Oh, yeah, at the end.
At the end.
I don't
know. Okay, should I go?
Yeah.
someone goes, the hijab layers. She goes, no, I'm still traumatized, basically.
Is that when everyone used to do the different
layers? Yeah, the different colored layers.
Listen, the girlies used to love that at school.
I used to wear my hijab like this. This is what we used to see.
Like, some girls would like tie it back here and then have this bit coming round.
No. Oh, no, and the big bun one, yeah, the like Amy Winehouse, yes, vibe.
Yes. Well, I love it because it's a form of expression. That's what fashion, yeah, is, a form, yeah, of expression. Well. So it's like doing different things with something that is supposed to be a bit more simple.
No, is it called a hijab? Wait, I don't want to use the wrong... It's hijabi.
Yeah.
I almost became a hijabi in year 9.
Yeah.
Oh. Really? What happened?
Right, how do I say this so respectfully? So I identify as Muslim. I'm half Turkish.
Yeah.
Ooh, so
marhaba.
Marhaba.
Do you actually know, do you watch Turkish shows?
Oh, yeah, you mean, yeah, of course. Turkish. I speak fluent Turkish.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got bare Turkish shows.
Oh my God, what's that? Ashkemim, anyways. Mm-hmm. And Nedem, I was Nedem. Like, I just, I really got into like, my religion, and I feel like that happens when you're like at that kind of age, and all of the like Muslim girls and boys like at school were like, yeah, like just come pray with us and this and that, so I'd go pray and then, but I think I took it to a place where it was, I don't want it to sound rude, not extreme, but it was like uncomfortable.
You did it too much too quickly.
Oh, yeah, okay. Too much too quickly. But I was like, that's it, I'm
no,
ready.
But we can all like
gonna wear relate. The hijab.
Relate,
I
yeah.
was literally like so close to, and then I just didn't in the end. I don't know. I think that lasted about like 2 weeks and then I was like, no, whatever. But I just remember being like, oh my God, I'm gonna have all these like colourful hijabs. And I remember one of the girls like gifted me like my first hijab. I still have it. It's oh, got, and it's got a little like nice. Diamond to it. Just stuff on it. But you know the ones where you wear it and yeah, it's got the little
yeah,
thing.
So you like, know the hijab.
She knows exactly yeah. what she knows what I'm talking about. But what you said about doing it very quickly is so relatable because we found that when, because we had a bint phase as well. That's what we call it, a bint phase. Like when we started like getting into Islam a bit more, it's like we just wanted to know everything yeah. in yeah. one go because it's so addictive.
You
want to
so
yeah,
you've got
yeah.
to pace yourself.
And I find it hard to express. I usually just don't say that I am because people are like, well, what, how, did that, you do this. And I'm like, oh, Turkish Muslims are very different to like other Muslims, yeah. you know. We're a bit more liberal and this and that. It doesn't take away, but it's just so hard to like.
But being Muslim doesn't that. Mean, I feel like a lot of people get this wrong. Being Muslim isn't just wearing a headscarf. Like you can be Muslim in so many facets.
This is what
it's
I mean.
It's all about what yeah. you have in your heart.
Exactly.
So.
But yeah, don't I get worry. The hijab situ.
Someone goes, those skirt trousers that were attached together.
I quite like a skirt trouser.
Me too. I used to like the fact that it covered my bum.
Yeah.
I've never worn one in my life.
I'm just looking for one yeah. at the minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys, we got fashion girlies, so you know, let's not.
Or you can just wear a dress over trousers yeah. or a skirt over.
Let
trousers.
Me ask you guys a question. Let's pause. Yeah. How do you guys find your personal style?
Oh,
is that a jarring question?
Well,
I don't even know it.
Oh, come on,
it's
guys.
Just
you're
who
just
I
so
am.
Quirky.
It's who I wake up to be that
yeah.
day.
Yeah, I
and
agree.
How like I. That's why Pretty always says, sorry, I'm speaking on behalf of you. She's like, I can't plan what I'm going to wear. Like, I'm more of a planner than she is. If we've got an event, I'm like, right, well. She's like, because I don't know who I'm going to be.
Mm, yeah.
And
really?
That's the personal style.
Yeah, because when I was on the weekend at my parents', obviously I packed clothes. I woke up on Sunday. I was like, this is not me.
No.
But that's what I had to wear. I think less about personal style or trends and just buy things that you like
yeah.
and wear
yeah.
things that make you feel good. Mm. I think people go wrong when they're buying into trends. They feel like, oh, this is how I want to dress. And then they wear it and they feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
Because a lot of, if you look at a lot of like the style icons or fashion icons, like Rihanna, for example, I went through like a Pinterest hole of looking at some of the stuff she wore. And when you look at it, you're like, that looks really weird. But she carries it with such confidence
yeah.
that it's stylish.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily what you're wearing. It's just more like how you're wearing it
yeah.
and just be confident in whatever it is you choose to wear. And then through that,
valid.
You just... Yeah,
and like an adapting trends to you, so you don't have to follow a trend like word for word, bar
oh
for bar.
TikTok is so draining.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you can adapt it to you and you don't have not, because not every trend is going to be like a thing.
Yeah.
Like the milkmaid tops, like what was that about? But I was in that trend, like what the hell?
I don't even remember what that was.
That was like the square
it's like
neck.
The square
kind
and it's
of
like
ruffled.
A bit frilly.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like all the dresses.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah. Like Little House
and
of
it's
Prairie,
like,
what
that,
are we doing?
That didn't even suit me, but I had so many of them because, oh, it was like, I think it's just like knowing what is for you and what yeah. what can you let pass and what can't you let pass. That yeah. kind of yeah. thing. And it's okay to let things go.
Mm. Oh, I yeah. love that. Oh, that's such a great answer.
Right, quick question. Someone goes white jeans in 2020. Oh my God. Oh, 2020.
And like dolly yeah. shoes.
No, but wait.
Skinny jeans.
Like skinny, white jeans. White skinny jeans.
You've got to let them go. Skinny jeans in general still make yeah, me really nervous.
I still have mine just in case. No,
they come back in style.
They're always coming back.
Do you remember those like belts, those like round belts?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the one with a big buckle with the jewels on it as well.
I don't know if it's for me though. That's one yeah, of those that's that the thing. Like, that it's coming back and I'm okay.
It's not going to look good on yeah. me. And that's fine. Yeah. Because those type of belts, the big battery.
Yeah, mine always ride up.
And that's what we mean by not everything is for you.
You look silly, yeah.
I can appreciate it and be like, I would love yeah. to wear that. I'm glad someone else is wearing it and not me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you guys like actually go through a thing where you like hold on to things in case they come
oh,
back?
Oh yeah, I got my Jeffrey Campbell's. They said no they're coming back. Way.
Yeah. Yeah. I still do. What do I have?
You
I
keep don't. A lot of stuff. I keep though. A lot you got like stuff. Your Timberlands that you
yeah,
don't ever
I've
wear.
Got like my Tim, like things like that I'll keep. Mm. Yeah. And like my Levi's, like good jeans yeah. and stuff. I'm like,
I've actually
come back
never
round.
Bought a nice pair of Levi's in my life. I'll be honest though, I think I'm afraid they won't have my size, but we'll see.
But you just have go, and they're really helpful. And Levi's yeah. give as well, so you always really? Have to get them a bit tight. Because now the Levi's I bought,
oh, they're stretched out.
Go Bicester Village,
really,
they're like 60 quid there. Oh, that's a sign. That's ooh. How much they are. Like Zara jeans are like the same price. Just go because they literally do it by waist and by length.
Oh my God,
it's a jeans company. Though.
Yeah,
they will. They will have yeah. sizes. Right, and the last one is Kim K with a bin bag outfit. Does Kim K wear a bin bag outfit?
Is it a Met Gala? The Met Gala look when she wore that.
What the
black?
All black, the Balenciaga one.
Oh, probably.
Oh my God, are you guys like excited one. For Met Gala?
Yeah.
Can you explain the theme?
Sleeping Beauty.
It's like no, they keep changing the name
beauty.
Of it. Yeah.
It's
like
always something
it's
whimsical.
Like Beauty Awakening or something.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, that's
like
where
that.
I got Sleeping Beauty from.
Beauty Awakening.
No, the Garden of Time. No, but
they
like
changed
beauty?
It.
I think they've changed it because it's saying the theme is Garden of Time.
What does that even mean?
Like I swear to God, it was literally.
It was, we spoke about it.
Ago.
It was like Beauty Reawakened, Imagine. Oh, was that the last one? I'm so confused. No, that know. Might have been the last one, actually. I think we
my favourite one was the one they did loads of Christian stuff.
That's yes. a Catholic. Yes. That was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, that was the God. Only one that I remember.
I wouldn't say Frank Ocean. Stunning.
I don't remember. There. If I see that
that was a
maybe.
Really, really
that
good,
was a
one,
good one,
though.
That I remember.
That was a good one.
Right. Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
God, I feel so spoiled. It's I like, bang, 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 bang. I love it.
No, you know, you're not good at describing. I'll do it.
Well, wait, she's seen it now.
I've already yeah. seen it now. You've got to trust
me.
Now you're showing them our weakness that you don't trust me, Cal.
can we pick another piece of paper?
Go quick. Okay. He used to be in a hit band called Take That. He was the lead singer.
Robbie Williams.
Are you done?
The blonde guy, what's his
no,
name?
No, moving on. I can't read your handwriting. When someone is humorous, what's another word for humorous?
Funny.
Thank you. I can't read your handwriting.
Oh, I knew I should have described.
These are a type of shoes that loads of people wear, and he used to be a basketball player.
Jordans.
Thank you.
Say thank you, you're wasting time.
Shut up, you cow. You fly this into the sky and it goes to space. Okay, cool. When I... How many did you get? I didn't get two.
She's like,
I got
thanks.
One, two,
okay,
three.
Okay, cool. That's 1 second.
Yeah, she's trying to blame me.
What was the first one? Gary Barlow.
Garlic Barlow.
Yeah. She's
was it Robbie Williams? Was it?
He wasn't take that.
He wasn't take
that.
He
wasn't take yeah, because yeah, he had main character syndrome.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Was I not good then?
Yeah, you was good, yeah.
Okay, ready? Go. Oh, Monarchy, right now.
Queen?
No.
Prince King Charles?
Yeah. What the hell is that? Okay, I'm skipping that one. Oh, so basically you sleep on it and
pillow.
It's not a single one. It's a
double and pillow.
And you lie down on it.
Bed, double bed, queen
thank
size.
You. King. When you're not taking something to someone, you're
receiving.
No, you're another word of taking something to someone.
Fuck.
These were really
let's
hard.
Not get caught.
Wasn't aero police? I had to skip that one. It was ringing.
Oh, bringing. Oh.
No.
Why do you do this?
I don't know.
We've got the confidence
no,
now.
No, right. Don't get two guests. They can come back.
Are we doing another one?
Yeah, we can do another one. Okay. Should we do two all together? Wait, pause.
What do you mean?
How many are we doing?
Yeah,
do
2
each.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
2
okay.
each, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Come hard, come hard.
Go. This is a guy who used to fly, Tinkerbell. He Peter never Pan. Wrote, yes.
Oh my god, what's what?
Read quicker.
That's not what you said to me.
So this is a fruit and it's yellow. Orange. And it's really nice. Like it's just a tropical fruit. It's got little
melon, pear, watermelon.
The really nice tasting one that apparently makes your juices taste nice.
A lemon. Oh my god! Carry on now!
Oh, we still got time. I don't know any of
these. Pineapple!
I don't know any of these.
Pineapple. You said orange.
I thought it was melon.
What was it?
Said a fruit, yellow fruit.
Pineapple.
But you said orange fruit.
I said yellow.
Oh, I thought it was orange.
you wanted to hear yellow. Can I just say the other things that are on this?
Yeah.
Arctic Circle.
What?
Bristle. Gobbling. If I describe gobbling, that would have been hilarious.
Oh my god, my mind is in the gutter.
And then a Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
You don't.
Well, how many did we get to? Did she not get pineapple?
No.
Folded twice.
Okay.
Ready, go.
Oh, that's it. We can't do any more.
Oh shit, there's nothing on this one. Oh, sorry.
No. Got to start again.
Okay. Ready?
Ready, go.
Oh, Jamaica.
Caribbean.
No.
Island gas.
Oh, I can't do this.
Saint Lucia.
All right, we take the, it's what you take when you do your groceries.
A bag. In. Shopping bag.
Yes.
Tote bag.
Another one. Over it.
Hurry up.
How many seconds
next
on
the clock?
Hey, come on!
Oh, the next one, we can't beat that! For fuck's sake, we
could have beaten them! Do you know what? It's just...
Who won?
My brain just went...
Who won?
I know.
I know.
Well,
you know...
Well,
you
let
know,
me see what
you know
what?
The thing is, I started to think about Squidward, and then I couldn't get my...
Oh my god. Squidward.
Why did I say Gaza?
That's what I was like. Jamaica, and I was like...
Inoculating.
Gaza.
Oh yeah, shit.
Free.
No, because I wanted to...
How do you describe Peyton?
Wait. Oh, the shoes that you used to wear when you're a little girl, buckle shoes, Clark shoes, Peyton.
Fashion girlies would know.
Right, who won?
Who won?
I just saw Gaza and I was like, oh, how do I say maybe like, oh, like Vash Cartel says it in the song.
Next Lombard.
Like, guys, we need to have you back here for like,
listen, yeah.
Yes.
Can I just say we won because of my describing?
Yeah, after all that. Thank you very much.
This is like an ongoing thing now. Like, we're in, so 1-0 to you lot.
Oh, God. That was bad of me.
You've got to come back.
Yeah,
we're going to.
Yeah,
you
got
yes,
and we'll see how good
you are. Oh, guys, we had so much fun.
Thank you, guys.
I
want to
talk
any
questions.
Sorry.
Next time, we won't take so much in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but this was fun.
This was so fun. This is going to be my martini moment.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, how would you do a joint one?
Thanks. Yeah, because I didn't want to say it when I was on here because I want to save it for ours.
Oh. On the podcast, on the next week's podcast, we're going to be here in Style in the City Diary saying no martini moments.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, it's been amazing. That is the end of our episode. Guys, do you want to just, actually no, we're just going to put all of their details in the bio. Please go and listen to them. Support your girlies. Because you know what? Girls support girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wait, can I just quickly do a shameless plug?
Go on.
We have our first ever live show.
Okay, let's go. Keep talking.
Really quickly, first live show, April 21st. Go and grab your tickets. There's literally not many.
Yeah, not many left, but you can come.
You can maybe
come. When is it?
April 21st on Sunday. Make sure it's after Ramadan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we're going to get our tickets.
So yeah, come through and just, it's going to be a lot of fun of us chatting shit per usual.
is this
your first live show?
We're going to need some advice.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing.
No, you got this, honestly, girls.
You guys got this, honestly.
You've got this.
But yeah, sorry, shameless plug. That was all.
Well done.
No, it's really good. And you guys got a Patreon?
Yes, we do. It's called Dating Diaries, where we basically put all the juicy stuff behind a paywall because you can't be giving it out for free.
No,
we can't have these guys listening. They're like, why did you talk about me on the podcast? It's like, excuse me, this is a safe space. So
we have to start doing it private.
She said we get yammer.
Yeah, no, we literally were. They were like, oh yeah, someone said it to me.
No, yeah, because we definitely had to come on the Oversharers podcast because we are Oversharers.
No, literally. And here is like we're hidden, like it's fine. Like,
yeah.
Who's going to find us?
Guys, you've got to come back, honestly. Yes. Yes. I want to talk about dating diaries.
Yes. We'll do a part two.
We need to know about DJing. We need to know about fashion weeks. We need to know about your favourite red carpet looks. Like, literally. We need to know everything. This needs to be a reoccurring segment.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
We'll do it.
Oversharers, X-Style and Diaries.
Woo! And then... one day we'll have a joint live show, maybe.
Oh my God, yeah!
Callum! We're so cute.
Oh, we're sorry to hurt your ears, guys.
Sorry.
But that is the end of the episode. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much. And make sure you subscribe to the Patreon, because what are you doing?
Like, both of our patrons.
Both of our patrons. And also, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. What else am I forgetting?
Don't forget to download the episode, like the episode,
boom.
Subscribe to the YouTube.
Boom.
Yeah, all of that.
Well,
smash the like button.
Leave a review. Yeah.
Leave some 5 stars while you listen on.
There you go.
All right then, let me know.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.